encourage all of you to go to www.boosthealthwealth.com. Get signed up. We're going to have a lot more fun topics. We're going to have some giveaways, some free prizes, some free things to implement. We're going to give you some, you know, some frameworks that you can implement to actually start to take control of your health, which can lead you to whatever you define wealth as. Some people define wealth as financial. Some people define wealth as peace.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. This week, we're going to talk about our annual challenge. It's a five-day free challenge that goes into the five secrets how you can boost your health, which when you've got your health, you've got your wealth. But if you're also looking to build a business or figure out new ways to generate income and revenue streams, that's the best way to do it when you've got energy and you've got mental clarity. So be sure to go to www.boosthealthwealth.com. So here on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit about the challenge, how it works, and how you can get signed up for free. It's a real short, quick, fun challenge. We'll have some great speakers, some great topics you won't find anywhere else. And you even have some access to some free supplements and products to try for yourself so you can boost your health and boost your wealth. On the show today with the Miracle Plant Podcast is our co-host, Dan the Man Humiston, and my mom, head of research and development at 101hemp.org, Janet Benton-Gaylord. Good morning, you two. How are you guys doing?
I'm excited to learn more about the challenge.
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, last year, how it really works is we start on Monday. It's June 20th. It can be 15, 20 minutes. We just come on it and we share some of these insights about how we can boost our health. And when you've got your health, you've got your wealth. But like I said, there also are going to be some topics and some speaking to ways to increase income and revenue. And a lot of that comes down to understanding just how you can get the most out of your mind. So many people these days, if we've talked about to boost our health, you know, with a pandemic over the last couple years, there's just, you know, it's pretty apparent that we are not in the best shape of our lives, most of us, speaking in generalities. And so we obviously created a product called BoostX, which is high in CBDA, as all of our products are, but also is high in naturally occurring CBGA, which helps with energy, which helps with focus. And as we've come to learn from the research many years ago out of Israel, when this whole thing got started and then backed by Oregon State, that it actually helps protect us from viruses. Specifically, the one out of Oregon State was with COVID. And so that BoostX product has been a real game changer for so many people, not just for mental energy or mental clarity, but also just getting their day started in the morning, or maybe that afternoon sluggishness after lunch where we kind of have that little lull in our productivity, to use that supplement with that extra CBGA that's in the plant. We don't add things to our products. We don't like play like a little chemistry set. We grow plants that have naturally occurring cannabinoids, and the BoostX has a natural higher profile of CBGA, which is talked about as the mother cannabinoid. So I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole and confuse or anything like that, but just know that we have a product called BoostX that has, you know, we can hardly keep it on the shelves these days, and we're just so excited to teach more people about ways that we can get that mental clarity, that energy, that focus. Because I remember the first time that I ever tried CBG or CBGA is that I knew the instant I took it, the first time I took it, I was like, okay, I guarantee you this is going to help people with focus issues. And if you are an entrepreneur, or you're for an overachiever, or if you're, you know, you have a high stress type job and you're kind of multitasking and you're doing lots of different things, and sometimes you find it challenging to focus on one thing, that's what I knew immediately the first time I tried CBG and CBGA, that I was like, oh my God, this is going to be such a game changer for people that struggle with that, you know, the squirrel or the shiny object syndrome that so many of us do struggle with, where we get kind of distracted by something. That CBGA, that whole plant, when the plant is grown with a high CBGA, in fact, we just planted some this week for this year's crop of CBGA. It just really helps with focus. And so these are some of the secrets. I know I'm letting the cat out of the bag here a little bit for the boosthealthwealth.com challenge. And but there are going to go over these detailed secrets, because a lot of people have heard about, you know, cannabis, or they've heard about hemp, or they've heard about CBD. Some are starting to hear about CBDA. Some are starting to hear about CBG and CBGA. A lot of that, thanks to the report that came out of the research, actually, that came out of Oregon State, that really kind of put it on the map here for our country. So we're excited to do our annual challenge to boost your health, to boost your wealth. And that starts on June 20th. So get signed up over at www.boosthealthwealth.com. And we can't wait to have you there. Right now, it's limited to only 100 seats. We might open that up to 500. It just depends on how many people sign up in the beginning or not. We don't want it to have a huge, huge audience. We want to kind of keep it small and focused so people can interact and have their questions answered and all of that type of thing. So just very excited about the challenge. I'm so excited to do this again, and, you know, on an annual basis, because so many people out there now more than ever really need to figure out ways to boost their health. And we've got great products, but also great strategies that we will uncover. It's not just about energy. It's not just about supplementation. As we talk about, you know, here at the Miracle Plant Podcast quite a bit, it's really the five pillars of health. And those five pillars, you know, supplementation and food is your medicine, and, you know, eating right, that's all just one pillar. But what an important pillar that is. And it's kind of like if you're going to build a house, you know, on the foundation, you need a strong foundation. And that foundation that we've come to learn with holistic health is having all five of those pillars built up. So food is your medicine, supplementation. I mean, let's look at this just point blank here. We're talking about hemp, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. It is a food. It is a leafy green vegetable. And as soon as that paradigm shift happens, when people are like, oh my God, CBD or cannabidiol is in broccoli, it's in kale, it's in human breast milk, our own bodies make it in the form of 2-AG. Wait a second. Now, you might be hearing this here first. And I know that I've been the person that many, many, many people have said, you were the first person that ever told me about raw CBDA. I never thought about eating the plant. Well, I can't take all the credit in the world. Obviously, we were looking for a solution for my son from a severe neurological ailment called autism. Our prayers were answered, and that's why it's called the Miracle Plant Podcast, so we can share these stories, talk about these subjects. But India has been using it, and there's, you know, for thousands of years, and what's called bong. It's a type of tea that you can actually eat and drink by putting in raw cannabis. Also, dating back 8,000 years to Oriental medical books and journals will show that they were using cannabis in these exact same medicinal ways. So it's I wasn't the one to discover it. Of course, Dr. William Courtney, who's a guest and a friend of the show, has been on multiple times, as well as Dr. Raphael Mashulam. They had some great research with some Canadian researchers out of 2014 showing the power of raw cannabis, raw CBDA, raw hemp, helping with anxiety and things of that nature. So there's a lot to unpack. There's going to be a lot more that we talk about. Look, if you're going to boost your wealth, and we're going to help boost your wealth, your health, you're also not only going to need mental clarity, but you're going to need energy. You're also going to need to be able to manage stress and get a good night's sleep. So those are the real topics that we're going to go into on each day. It's going to be at 10 a.m. Pacific in the morning. It's going to get started. So make sure you head over to boosthealthwealth.com. Get signed up. It's free. Check it out. And we'd love to have you participate. Hopefully you get there while the seats are still available. And we look forward to having everyone over there. And we'll have some special prizes. We'll be giving some stuff away. Again, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much, but just sign up. You'll be really happy that you did. So that's what the challenge is about. That's what this episode's all about. And I will throw it over to the co-hosts and see if you guys have anything to add or any questions about Boost Health Wealth.com challenge.
This is Janet, and I'm always very excited to find solutions to health. And one problem we have right now, too, is just so many overwhelming messages between TV commercials and things you see on your social media that it gets very, very confusing. And often when you see things in commercials or like paid advertising, often it leads to products that usually come from a bigger company that usually are not holistic and usually have all the money in the world, though, to send those messages out. And so it takes really some extra energy on your part and focus to actually go find what's really healthy and find the difference between not only with CBD versus CBDA or CBGA, but just what type of milk you're drinking, what type of food you're eating, what type of cereal you're eating. So our consumers in America especially are just overwhelmed with messages that imply health. But when you start looking at ingredients and you start looking at what you're actually putting into your body every day, huge problems with our diets in America. We often repeat that it's probably getting close to 40% now of Americans are clinically obese. So this is not chubby tummy, you know, issue. I can't get into my size 10 jeans. This is I don't fit in an airplane seat. I'm so unhealthy that it's hard for me to walk. I'm having my knees replaced, you know, at 43 because of the weight. And so we have massive people, just massive health issues related to what they're eating and things like that. So you cannot go get health or beyond that wealth if you don't have basic control over what's going into your body and how healthy your body is. And I'm kind of always been like, oh, I'm this super healthy, slim person. And got on the scale here and realized, oh, I've gained about 20 pounds without even thinking about it. And part of it's easy when you're traveling or you're in a different place where people, home alone, it's easy to eat healthy, but when you're not, it's harder. So even if you think you're great, you could always still continue to learn new ways to do it. And I know we're all worried too right now about the coming inflation and recession and all those sorts of things related just not only wealth, but just day-to-day survival. And again, too, you have to have that foundation. Like Justin said, you have to be healthy and you have to really take the time to figure out what is healthy. And then you have to take the time to find out what ways, what hacks we call it or whatever there are to get healthy. And so don't try to suddenly go out and create a new wealth empire or add 20,000 to your income until you've figured out how to be healthy. And so that's, again, too, this is a wonderful service trying to get this information out every year. And I so look forward to all the people that join. And you have so many things you can join and click on social media. But again, to be discriminating and pick the one that will really help you with your health. And then if wealth is your issue, then once you're healthy and can think clearly and really focus, then there's plenty of ways to follow your steps to wealth also.
Absolutely. Deanne?
You know, we've started with a lot of inspirational stories from your customers and your story. And one reoccurring theme that we've had over and over again is, while CBD or hemp is not the end-all, be-all, cure-all, everything, it's the first step on a journey. And it leads to, wow, I feel good. Why don't I maybe walk around the block today? Man, that felt pretty good. Maybe I'll cut back on on some of the snacks that I'm having today. And that leads to something else. And before you know it, you're at the grocery store buying organic food. And before you know it, you're thinking about your sleep. And these things all build on themselves to lead to a more healthy lifestyle, more healthy life. And for so many people, it all started with this magical miracle plant, because it got them to a place where they could actually start to move and feel like they could get off the couch. And that's why I think what we're doing is so inspiring. And I think this is, you're just taking it to the next level now, Justin. You're helping people get to that next step. And I just am so excited about the results that I'm sure we'll see.
Absolutely. And that's why we're doing it. We're going to be focusing on, and as you guys have followed me and our journey, you know, things that, you know, they always say, if you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans and that'll do the trick. Because, you know, none of us were prepared or ready for March of 2020, right? I mean, completely blindsided. That nothing in the last 100 years had ever happened on that level. And so we just weren't ready. And so many of us were just completely thrown into a tailspin. And, I mean, you see it everywhere you go. You know, now as we travel and as we just go to the store, and we're just like, man, you know, we're not, I forget where I was reading it. I think it was one of, on social media with one of that my influencer friends or whatever was saying that he just moved to Costa Rica, and which a lot of Americans are leaving, by the way. And so, he was like, the Costa Ricans call us fat Americans. And because down in Costa Rica, you know, they have a much more healthy, wholesome diet. And he said he noticed that it was portion control, really. He's like, I can't believe when I order dinner, how much smaller the portions are in Costa Rica, for example. And, you know, we've got a lot of things stacked against us. Look, the United States has got so many things going forward, and what an incredible country, and the way it got started back in the 1700s, and, you know, all of that we've come through, and all of the freedoms that we've had, and, you know, all of the opportunity that we've been given, even things like bankruptcy, you know, for those that were watching the play or the musical Hamilton, that, you know, we even set up, if your business fails, you can file for bankruptcy, right? They didn't have that before. You'd have to like wait in jail to serve your time off. I mean, there are a lot of amazing things that this country offers, especially those for that pursuit of happiness. However, unfortunately, other countries do call us fat Americans, because in general, we are fat Americans. And it's because of the foods that we eat, right? And it's the conditioning and the programming and the messaging that we're constantly being barraged with, as my mom was talking about earlier, that, you know, and the portion control and the size that we get and the ingredients that are in our foods, like that high fructose corn syrup and the artificial sweeteners. It's just not that way in other countries. Like in California, where I live, we call them Mexican Cokes. That's just what they're called. And the reason that I like a Mexican Coke is because it's in a bottle, first of all, a glass bottle. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. That's one of my little, desserts or treats that I give myself every once in a while. We have next to our store down on the beach in Ventura, we have a Mexican restaurant, Pure Pont Tacos. Little shout out to Rolando and the boys. And so anyways, they're from Mexico, and they bring out Mexican Coke. And the Mexican Coke has sugar on the ingredients. And I was talking with, someone else that said the same thing. They were in another foreign country and said, yeah, the Coke is made with sugar, not with high fructose corn syrup. And so again, the chips are kind of, they are stacked against us in this country as far as our health goes. We created that BoostX CBGA oil because we knew that the pandemic within the pandemic is that we need to lose weight as a country. We need to lose weight. You know, the average American put on between 20 and 29 pounds in the last 2 years or so. And there's going to be a downside from that. We all know that. And so we need to get ourselves back in shape. It is the summertime officially, or the unofficial start to summer, after Memorial Day, June 21st, the summer solstice, obviously. But it is time to take control of our health. And that's what we're so focused on here, is like Dan was saying, that this miracle plant can be the red pill, right? You can take the red pill or the blue pill, which I love how it used to be Alice in Wonderland. Now the reference is, depending upon your generation, is the Matrix. But you take that red pill, and that red pill in this particular case is trying this miracle plant, trying this oil, trying this topical, and seeing for yourself what you can do when you take control of your health by introducing a plant, a very, very complex and wonderful, almost magical plant, and see how it helps you with something as simple as pain, stress, or sleep. And once it gives you that, and you consistently use it, and you have a great product that's made from the whole plant, we obviously prefer raw, cold pressed, and you take it consistently, hold it under your tongue for 5 minutes, take it for at least a week. In this world that we live in, where people think you can take 3 Tylenol and the headache is gone, instead of just tricking the receptors in your brain to shut off where they actually can understand that pain is coming, whereas this miracle plant will actually help naturally reduce inflammation and pain, actually going to the root of the problem and solving the problem, not just tricking the brain on the symptom. And so once you take that red pill from this plant, what else can you take next? And that's how Dan was talking about. And we've seen this with countless clientele that we get to work with, where they're like, oh my God, my pain is gone. Now, once your pain is gone, your stress can go down, your sleep can improve. And then you can try other things like plant-based diets or getting rid of fast food, right? Or, you know, yoga, or doing other things that are mindful, like meditation, or just going for a walk, or limiting the things that you watch on TV or the things that you have on your phone. It all starts with that red pill, in this case, this miracle plant. So that's why we're so excited to talk about these things. This particular challenge is going to be about, again, improving, boosting your health, which we all need. And there's also going to be some different facets where we discuss boosting your wealth. And for some people, they say the wealthiest man in the world, if he doesn't have his health, there's only one thing he's focused on. You know, the wealthiest man or woman, it's his health or her health. And so if you don't have your health, you really don't have. You can't possibly be wealthy if you don't have your wealth. I think it was they asked Bill Gates recently, and they said, would you give up all of your money? I think he's worth around 70 or 80 billion right now. Would you give it all up to rewind the clock 20 years? And he said, without hesitation, yes. Because he already knows how to make money, but he knows that time is the most precious commodity, and the way we spend it and the energy that we feel is the most valuable asset on the planet. And so I encourage all of you to go to www.boosthealthwealth.com. Get signed up. We're going to have a lot more fun topics. We're going to have some giveaways, some free prizes, some free things to implement. We're going to give you some, you know, some frameworks that you can implement to actually start to take control of your health, which can lead you to whatever you define wealth as. Some people define wealth as financial. Some people define wealth as peace. Before we wrap up, Janet, Dan, you guys have anything to add?
I, of course, do. It's just overwhelming as you were talking when you start looking at all the things that are wrong with health in America. And I totally agree with you. When I was in Europe, or even I was in South Beach where my daughter was modeling, where everybody is very fit. And then just driving out of that part of Miami into South and driving home, you just see this massive change in how Americans look. And it starts with babies. You know, our babies' health rate, we're like 38th in the world in terms of our healthy babies. So 37 other countries have healthier babies than we do. And we always used to brag in America about our health and that we live longer than anybody else. But now our life expectancy is dropping. And so, you know, and our fertility rates have dropped like 30-40%. So it's not just little topics we're talking about. This is literally saving human lives and saving the health of our country. And there's so many facets of it, but a lot of it truly just goes back. It just started out with like people making money and people selling to their local grocer or whatever. But now there's just so much intense social media and advertising and TV advertising. And I taught my kids when they were growing up, if you see anybody advertising any kind of food on TV, that means it doesn't sell well on its own and needs to be boosted. And so, again, too, we've gotten so caught up in this commercial world and buying what we see on TV. And commercials are incredibly clever about getting us to do what they want them to do. And so we really are at this point as a country fighting for the health of our citizens. You know, our death rates are just not great. And then having the pandemic, which is a huge stress on our health, really showed that we are not a healthy group of people. And so many people that had issues had what we call comorbidities, or a lot of it was they were overweight or already had lung issues or already had high blood pressure issues. And so this is not just some podcast or whatever on some little topic. This is a podcast. And our hope and our goal is to have people understand, you know, what they need to change in their lives if they want to have a good life, or if they want their children and grandchildren to have good lives. And then we, of course, have learned so much about hemp, the miracle plant, raw CBDA, and its massive ability right away. If it can make you feel calmer and sleep, besides any of the huge other benefits, that's one of the major stepping stones or blocks of a foundation of health. So again, too, I hope, please spread the word. I think it's so important that people realize there are solutions out there and not just be worn down from all the commercials or just have given up from trying so many things. And we totally, with total confidence, believe we have and have seen over and over with the people we work with, have seen miracles, which is why we call it the miracle plant. And just want to give people hope. You can get control of your health and your life and your energy, and then have that energy to focus on your dreams and focus on whatever level of wealth you're interested in. Even it's not worrying about, is there enough money for groceries this week? So anyway, I'm very, very excited about this challenge, and I hope everyone who hears the sound of our voices passes this on. We truly are a company dedicated to helping people, which is pretty rare in what we see out in social media these days. So I'm very excited to watch this challenge and wait for it to begin.
Absolutely. Anything, Dan, to wrap up?
You know, this continues your journey to reach a billion people by 2025. And however we get that message across, if more people understand this and give natural products like CBD a chance and notice how it changes their life, and they'll tell somebody else and they'll tell somebody else, and slowly we'll get the word out. I know Janet says this all the time. Why isn't this on a billboard? Why isn't this on? Well, we have to go this route, but we're going to do it. You're going to do it, Justin. You keep it up. But I think that this is just one more step in that journey towards health, is starting with the CBD and the hemp, and it's anybody can turn their lives around, and it takes just one step. That, what's that old proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step? Well, hope that one step may be hemp.
Absolutely. And again, again, I'm happy that we have this podcast. You know, Dan has an amazing platform, podconx.com, that allows for our podcast and others like ours in this hemp and cannabis arena to have a place to reach other people. You can find this podcast wherever you find your podcasts because of Dan, whether it's Apple or Spotify. And we don't have to worry about our podcast disappearing. You know, there's been so much, you know, discussion about Joe Rogan and free speech and all these kinds of things. And you know, I remember when I first reached out to Dan, you know, I had trepidation about even telling him the truth about what my intentions were about having a podcast called The Miracle Plant, where I could just bring people on. If you go back and listen to some of our episodes, you'll hear incredible stories from fibromyalgia to neuropathy to rheumatoid arthritis to cancer to children's health, epilepsy, autism. The stories go on and on, again, because this plant helps set our bodies up for success. It helps balance our bodies or find homeostasis. And when our bodies are healthy and operating the way they're designed to, they can heal themselves. And so that's why this miracle plant helps so many people in so many extraordinary ways with so many different diagnoses, because it just helps our body do what it was designed to do naturally without side effects and pills. But again, this is our platform for now. Like, I can't tell you how many other times, like throughout the week, we still get shut down from normal advertising channels. Like, I almost laugh at it, because you have to, right? It's better to laugh than cry. And so we have this podcast now. Why this information isn't getting out is abundantly clear to us. Unfortunately, we live in the world right now where I live anyways, it's follow the money. And those that have the money and the power and the control of the media, they can decide what can can't be discussed. And even though CBD is federally legal, passed through Congress in 2018, we still are getting stopped left and right from just running an ad, just doing a very simple thing that any other business owner would want to do to tell people about their products. And so again, we're so happy that you're joining us on this podcast. They can't stop this podcast. Look, 10 years from now, and Dan was one of the first that ever told me this, which I thought was great. He was like, you know, look how far we've come. Because sometimes you can feel the frustration in my voice or my mom's voice, where we have, like, we literally see people's lives change. We physically know these people. They live in our community out here in Ventura, California. And so we just are like, oh my God, like, the people in Ventura all know about our products and they understand, and we're a well-known brand and organization that, you know, impacts our community. But just think of how many millions and millions and millions of other people, if they had access to this information, if they just knew. And at the in the beginning, you know, I want to, we, in any order that you ever placed with us, we, you just put in the notes, free hemp seeds, and we'll throw in free hemp seeds. And so, in fact, I want you just to grow it in your backyard. You can still plant seeds right now. It's still a good time of year to plant them and grow it right next to your romaine lettuce and your green peppers and your cucumbers. It's a plant that, that you can grow. And that's why there's so much fear from those that, that prey on the sick through, you know, through their pharmaceutical drugs and whatever else that they're doing, and the way the system's set up right now, is that they don't want people planting seeds in their backyard that cost them the same amount as going to plant flowers or cucumbers, that they could be taking control of their health. Now, if you don't have a green thumb, then obviously we have some great products for you that work, that are just like growing it yourself and cold pressing it or throwing it in your juicer. But again, we're just so excited to have you here listening. If this is the first time you've heard our episode, our podcast, and it resonates with you, we encourage you to share it, to like it, to review it, go back and listen to some of the other podcasts. But this information will get out. The proverbial toothpaste is out of the tube and you can't put it back in. Now, it might take another 10 years. Like Dan said, how far have we come in the last 10 years? It's been amazing. I never would have thought back in 2012 that we would be having the discussions and the access. And I didn't even know about the power of this miracle plant back in 2012. And here we are in 2022. Just think of, we continue to share this message. We continue to talk to people. We continue to have one-on-one, viral conversations about how this plant has helped you or helped your family, where we could be in 2032, where everybody literally raises their consciousness and they understand exactly. They don't, we would sit back and laugh at commercials because we kind of already do that, don't we? I know I do. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do watch sports. And when you watch like the pharmaceutical commercials come on and you see them like in a hot tub and they're laughing, but then you listen to the side effects, including possible death, you're like, are you serious? And then the next commercial is a class action lawsuit against the drug that was released 2 years before. It's like, come on, people, like, this is crazy, right? And we always tell people that, trust your intuition, right? Just trust your intuition. Don't give your health away to someone else. Do your own research, do your own homework, do your own, trial and error. Make sure that you understand what is it that resonates with you. Does it make more sense to eat a leafy green vegetable, or does it make more sense to take a white pill? What do you think is better for your body? Trust your intuition. And again, that's what this miracle plant does for so many people, is it gets them back to a simpler time where plant-based medicine, whole foods, eating healthy, exercise, water, sleep, mindfulness, those are the five pillars. And we're just so excited that you could join us. So at the end of every podcast, we say heal the world. We're going to count to three and say heal the world, because that is our mission, to reach 1 billion people by 2025. You can go over to boosthealthwealth.com to get signed up for the challenge. It starts June 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific. But until then, we're going to count to three and say heal the world. So those that are out there looking for a solution, looking for a miracle, looking for hope, will find us, find this podcast, and take that red pill just like we did many years ago. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. One, two, three.
Heal the world.
All right. Thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast. We will see you next week, Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific on Clubhouse. Take care, everybody. Be a blessing to somebody. Happy healing.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in
while we break it all down.